Blog Talk Radio. bless you all. God bless you all. I give God the glory, and we give God the praise, and I thank God for each and every one of you, my God. And it's just, you know, you're making it your business to feed your spirit. You're making it your business to just come into the place with God, for you to come in this direct alignment, for you could continue to enhance your spiritual walk with Him, and also your natural walk. Let's not get that mixed up, because there's always a balance. The spirit in your natural life is a balance. God wants you to prosper spiritually, and also He wants you to prosper naturally. Amen. You know, we get that term so messed up because that's another religious term, religious quotations, and we've been dismantling religious and control and putting us in a place of kingdom all week, you know. It's nothing wrong with having finances and having different things. There's nothing wrong with it. The Bible says for the love of it. It's nothing wrong with it. See, that's religious terms to keep you up on a control system. Because you notice that many of people's problems want to get prayed for, financial turnaround. I need finances. I need a healing in my body. I need different things, home or a place to stay, different things like that. It's nothing carnal about these things, because these are the things that we need to function and be, need to live, you know. So it's nothing wrong with having and just enjoying the blessings of the Lord that He's making for you spiritually. I want you to catch that, and also naturally. So I thank God for you, and I thank God for my partners and friends that is all over the world. I want you to get geared up right about now. I know many of your spirits, because I've been ministering, the Holy Ghost has been ministering to your spirit for these last couple of nights. So I know many of your spirits right now, they are alert. And right now I'm going to do a download. I'm going to do a overdrive or over download tonight to many of your spirits, because we have to get to the place to where We operate off of impulse reaction, because in the kingdom of God it's reaction. Why? It's because it's enemy. The word of God is enemy. The truth is enemy. So therefore, whatever you say or whatever the enemy do or whatever things that looks like is not right, I can react to it. I don't have to think about it. I don't sit here and have to wonder. Amen. I don't have to sit here and think about what is sin. I don't have to contemplate and just go into and think about what is wrong. I understand what is wrong. I've been taught what is wrong. I understand the difference between right and wrong. So therefore, when wrong show up, I don't have to sit and think about it. I operate off a reaction, impulse. I can operate off impulse. So other words, if I know that if something is wrong, if I know that I'm going to get ready to engage into something wrong, or something is brought to me that is wrong, going to cause me to get out of alignment with God, I don't have to think about that. That's something you don't have to think about. It calls a reaction. It calls a impulse. Amen? So we don't have to think about that. Just as the illustration I gave on last night, if I'm wearing a color red shirt and I know that the shirt is red, and you tell me that the shirt is blue, I operate off of impulse and say, no, the shirt is red. Why? Because I've been taught my colors. I understand colors. I understand the basis of colors. So whatever you try to bring to me, I can counteract that, and I don't have to think about it. The kingdom is not something that you sit and think about. It's something that is in you. It's part of your DNA. It's part of what's in you. Amen. We a lot of time because of the religious system, it separated us from our DNA. It separated us what we should have been already in operation with, and we should be walking with. Amen. You know who your parents are. Somebody cannot come and tell you unless you do not know that your parents are so and so and your parents are so. No, you don't sit and think think about it, you already know. No, this is my mother. This is my father. I know who my parents are. Amen? So that's something that you don't have to think about it. And I want to challenge the body of Christ, and I'm going to challenge individuals so we can get into the place to where we are not thinking. We are in operation. Because why? The truth is in us. And also the word of God is in us. You know, it's in us. I know what to do. I know how to operate. I know how to flow. It's when we get into this place of idle. Idleness, my God, is a place for the enemy to catch up to you so he could overtake you. And when he begins to overtake you, he's overtaking you in your mind. He's begin to influence. Remember this. Highlight that in your mindset or put that some notes on it. Influence. That's part of the mission of the body of Christ. We're here to influence and empower. Same thing with the adversary. He's to bring influence. And the way he's going to bring influence, he needs an idle mind. That's why a person that does a lot of thinking. They process so much information, and they always have a war in their minds trying to find stableness, to find stableness in the truth and also in the facts. They always have war into that area, amen? Because we got to get to the place of saints of God where we walking in trust. Trust. What is, why we got to walk in trust? Well, reason why we're walking in trust, because we know the truth. Because we know the truth, we're able to walk in trust. We cannot walk in trust if we don't understand truth. That's why some of us have a trust issue, because what we thought was the truth come to realize is not what we thought. So guess what? It hurted us in that area, so now we have a trust issue. So to get back into the trust issue, I need to go and find the truth. And when I know the truth, understand this, when I know the truth, I don't have to sabotage the truth. And a lot of times we get into a place to where we are sabotaging the truth. Once we know the truth, that's another tactic of the adversary. He wants us to come into a place of sabotaging, and that's with our prayer life, with our fasting, creation, in the word of God, in our walk, and also in our careers, in our relationship, in our life that is prospering within us. He wants us to sabotage it, because he knows when it's sabotaged, you know, we sabotage it, we will not continue to enhance into the things of God. I want to hit this point, and I'm going to hit you with so many downloads, revelation tonight, because I want your spirit begin to dissect the word, for it to begin to operate on impulse. It's not meant for you a lot of information that you're going to be like, oh, okay, I'm just missing it. You're not missing it. Your spirit is getting fed, and that's the problem. What happened to the church? We've been in a process where we've been feeding minds but not spirits. So the mind began to operate, and the mind is always going to go back to what it's feel comfortable with. It's always going to go back to where it's feeling comfortable with, what it knows. It's going to go back to the things to where it's safe zone. It's going to go back to a safe zone, regardless if it's in error. But your spirit is always going to line up with the things of God and line up with the word of God. So therefore, our spirits or our soul need to be ahead of our natural mind. Our natural mind should always be in a place trying to catch up to our spirit, because we're allowing our spirits to go before us, go before the Lord. Amen? And the only way we're going to be able to do that is we're going to have to begin to dissect the truth of the word of God. Amen? Dissect the truth of the word of God. So we've been looking at last week and be understanding some proper things about fasting, and begin to put in our fasting life in its proper place, other than walking in spirit of error. I want you to highlight this part, error. What is error? See, many times we as saints of God, we walking in error. We walking in error. It's no demonic spirit. It's no demon. It's error. That's basically an individual that doesn't have the truth, or have a lack of knowledge of, or they have not come into that understanding. So now we're walking in an era because I'm walking into an area that I don't know the truth. I did not receive the truth. What I'm thinking that is right is not right. I do not got the understanding. So I'm walking error. Error could get applied to any part of your life. It could also be applied into your dreams, your visions, prophetic. It could be applied to different areas of your life. It doesn't matter. It can always be applied to error. So the only way to recorrect error, we got to recorrect with truth. Now, individuals have a problem with error. Error, when you're walking in error, it always to counter that is correction. And then you got individuals that have a problem with correction. Why they have a problem with correction? Because the one that is given correction, they have not submitted to. I'm going to say that again. The one that is releasing correction for the error, they have not submitted to it. Regardless if it's in your local church, it could be your pastor, it could be your apostle, it could be whoever it could be anybody. And you got people that walk in error, and it's for the body of Christ or for leadership to help correct that error, because when you walk in error, it's always open a door, or it's always have a door open for the enemy to come and wrap his vices around you. Amen? So what the enemy does, he calls an individual to not walk into submission. And we got to understand something. Submission and humbleness are two different things. You could be humble but not submitted. You could be submitted but not humble. Amen? So when you're walking in error and you get correction and people got attitudes and I don't know all this kind of stuff here and I just got a problem with it, it's because they are not submitted. They don't have a humble spirit according to the person that is given or releasing the error. And that could be your pastor. That could be your apostle. That could be your bishop. That could be your evangelist. That could be whoever. Whenever you see someone get offended about correction because they're walking in error, they never had a desire to trust you or submit to you anyways. They have this attitude that they right, that they be right. Because you've been doing something for 20 or 30 years, that doesn't mean what you was doing was correct. I'm going to say that again. Because you've been doing something 20 or 30 years, you must 10 or 5 years, that doesn't mean what you was doing was absolutely correct. Amen? And I want to ask that this word here as well, deliverance. I want to ask scrap this word, deliverance. Amen. Deliverance. We look at deliverance as a bad thing. And I got to bring this into the proper alignment. Amen. And other than we continue to work in our era, we all need to be delivered. We all need to be delivered. We look at deliver from what been taught as something as we bound by demons. We look at deliverance as, okay, you demon. If you demon possessing, you got a demon or a spirit that is overtake you, you don't need to be delivered. You need to be set free. Deliver. Listen to that word, deliver. Deliver. Think about when a woman is pregnant with a child. And when a woman is pregnant with a child and a child is inside the woman's wombs, to get the child out of the woman, she has to go through a process that is called deliverance. She got to go and deliver the child. And she got to go into the delivering room. So she's delivering. She's birthing something, or she's getting rid of something so she could go to the next level. In this case, go to the next place on the next level. So when deliverance comes into your life, you're going to always experience pain. And that's one thing that the church or the religious world associate with pain, with the enemy or with judgment or something that you're doing wrong. God could be causing pain or be causing things into your life and causing the enemy to begin to move some things in your life because he's trying to take you to the next level. And in order to take you to the next level, he needed to deliver you from some things. I had experienced deliverance by the God on today with my mentors. And my mentors begin to pour into me today and begin to deal with self. So my first thought was begin to self. I said to myself, I know I'm not selfish. I'm always a giver. I know I'm not selfish. But one thing that I have respect for my mentors. And God placed my mentors in my life, so whatever they tell me, I will not boast up and say, I don't know, they don't know what they're talking about, that ain't me. No, I humbly submitted and I walked in humble and humility, because God doesn't put authority figures in your life just to play games with you. He put authority figures and put leaders into you, my God, to pour into you, to take you to the place where you need to go. We just lost the value what God done placed around us because we done lost the value of what's inside of us. If you knew what the, if you actually came in contact or tapped into the value what's inside of you and where God is ready to take you, you're in place when God placed other leaders or individuals around you is able to take you to that place where you need to go. My leaders, when they begin to talk and they begin to pour into me, I don't have to go and ask God, God, is that you? Is that you? That's you? No, that's the individual. When we begin to do that and say, that, oh, that's you, that's the individual has a trust issue. And guess what? That's the individual that's always going to have mind battles, wondering and pondering. I don't have to go and ask God, say, God, is that you? No, God, I know that these are my leaders. I submit to them. They're my mentorship. They mentor into me. So when they said it, so my leader said, I want you to come around. I want you to come up and begin to dwell on God. So immediately I submitted. And because I submitted, God showed me that I was in self. How you showed me was in self? Because I was into a place, I was in a place to where I'm trying to prove to everybody that was around me that I am a different leader. I've been trying to prove to everybody around me that this ministry, ADM, Apostle Temple, he's not like everybody else. He's not crooked. He's not this. He's not that. So what brought me, watch this, what brought me into a place of deliverance, my God, I had to have some contractions. I had to have some contraction. What is the contraction? God allow everything that I poured out, everything that I poured in, he allowed to come back and touch me in the opposite direction. He allowed it. It wasn't the people. It wasn't the demon. It wasn't the devil. God allowed something to come back and touch, my God, to bring my intention or bring contraction to me in the spirit for I could go to the next level. I had to get delivered to go to the next level. It wasn't no demon. It wasn't no spirit that overtakes me. It was something that I was doing or I was walking in error, and God had to deliver me. Amen. So I'm proving myself to everyone, and I've been proving myself to people that saying, hey, yeah, there's a different pastor, there's a different leader, other than allowing God to prove who I am to the people. It wasn't my place to prove anything. It wasn't my place to be people God. So what happened is, pastor go and take care of our individuals. We take care of people's needs. We take care of different things. It's not God say, I'm going to have you to take care of people's needs. God say, I will supply their every need. So now I begin to position myself. Now watch this. I'm walking in the air. I begin to position myself as individuals God. Why? Because I'm fulfilling needs. And it's not my place to fulfill the needs. It's God's place to fulfill the needs. It's my place to release the word of God and teach the word of God to empower, to influence the body of Christ for they could come into the same alignment with God. So guess what? Now God showed me all this. Now the download is all this. I would never walk into it if I never had submission or I wasn't humble. So now I had to be delivered because that what I had in me was holding me up to go to the next realm. So since I submitted and was delivered from it, guess what? I instantaneously went up to the next realm. The question is, what's holding you back for going to the next realm? What's holding you? What do you need to be delivered from before you need to go into the next realm? It's not the enemy is holding you back. It's something that God is saying, and God trying to show you, and he allowing contraction, or he allowing trouble, or he is allowing discomfortness to come around you for you to begin begin to give birth, or you could begin to be delivered to the next realm or the next place into your life. If you stay the same, you're going to keep the same results, and you will stay into the form of transition. That's from one place to the other, but you will not transition. You will stay right there in the middle, and you're always having trouble. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Things occurring, occurring, and you're going to always try to figure out where this trouble coming from. So deliverance, let's not associate with that with a demon anymore. If you need to be set free, now we're talking about a spirit, because the Bible, Jesus come to set the captive free. We come to set people free. Set people free that is bound. Set individual free that is depressed. We come to set you free, because if you need to be set free, that means something was holding you down. Something had you in captivity. Something had you locked up. Something had you wrapped up. So now you need to be what? Set free. So let's remember that. Let's remember that. And right now, let me stop for a second. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us deliver us from self. Help us to see what is holding self up for we can get delivered. Right, we can be delivered and go to the next level. Help us to realize what's holding us up for we could go to the next level. Father, I bind the spirit of ego. I bind the spirit, my God, that is causing individuals not to see themselves, but to see everything else. I take the blinders off their eyes, the blinders off them right now in the name of Jesus, so they can begin to see what's holding them up from not moving to the next level. And God, we should bring, God, bring into us submission and humbleness so we can begin to correct the accept correctness of our errors, of the different things that we are operating wrong, regardless if it's in the natural community, the natural world, or the spiritual world. Help us, God, so we can accept correction. We can, my God, get redirected from our errors. Amen and amen. So we understand fasting. We begin to understand the purpose of fasting. It's not the thing said, well, I need to go and hear God. Amen. I need to go and hear God. No, God will hear you. Amen. God is speaking all the time. We already established that. God's speaking to you all the time. Many of you, you hear God from situations. You hear God in your time of prayer. You hear God. So we could take that theory out of it and say, well, I need to fast because I need to hear God. No, God's speaking all the time. You don't have to go on a fast for that. Amen. I need to fast because, you know what, I need to find out what type of spirit is going on. No, that's just a lack of information. That's a lack of information. Other words, that's the spirit of error we're dealing with, because I should be able to dissect, or I should be able to divide the word of truth. I should have discern what's around me, something that is not right. I should understand that is something that is not right and understand what it is. I don't have to go into that. Amen. I'm going into the fast to bring alignment back in within myself. I'm standing to a place because there's things that is out of order in my life and in my spirit, and I need to come into alignment with God. I need to come back into the alignment place with God. Question is, this is a question. Amen. What is purpose? What is the purpose or the will of God? And this is the thing to where it's getting us it'll get us into a place to where, my God, we go and have a service. We have a great time, you know, but at the end of the day, I don't know the will of the Lord. We have to know the will of the Lord, even in our prayer time. If you pray, and you can pray whatever you want to pray, but if you're not praying in the will of God for where you are right now in your season, I can care less how great your words may be, how well you can speak in tongues, how well you can get some goosebumps on your skin. If you're not praying in the will of God, you will not see any manifestation to take place. Amen. You will not see no manifestation to take place. The question is, what is the will of God? We got to understand the will of God, and the will of God, what it comes into, comes into play. I want to show you something now. First Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, 16 through the 18th verse. Watch this. It says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. Please highlight that in your mind or put that to the side as I'm floating or abstracting the word in the spirit. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. How many of us giving thanks in all circumstances? How many of us cursing the circumstances, rebuking the circumstances? How many of us, things that we go through, we trying to find a label why we in these circumstances? Are you giving thanks in the circumstance? Jesus went through that. Jesus was going through certain things. He said, cry now. He said, Father, you know, please take this cup from me. Please take this cup from me. He was in the midst of a circumstances of hardship. But guess what Jesus did? He said, not thy will. Let thy will be done. Let thy will be done. All the words, Father, I'm going to give thanks unto you into this midst of this circumstance. I'm going to give thanks to you, even though I'm ready to throw in the towel, even though it's hard. I'm going to give thanks to you. Yeah, I hear lying, I hear conflict, I hear confrontation. I'm going to give thanks. If we are not giving God thanks in the midst of circumstances and we're giving everything else the midst, guess what? We out the will of the Lord in our life. We out of it in our life. Give thanks unto the Lord in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. This is the will of God. So we got to make sure we are giving thanks into all things. I want you to understand this. Your words has power. You got to understand something. Your words has power. And I understand that many of us, we understand that there is power and life in the power of the tongue. I want to give you this because we need to abstract. We need to come into a place or a divine alignment where we plan or we enter the will of God, and also we're releasing that authority, that authority or that will that is in our life, amen, that we got them placed inside of you. So your words have power, and you got to understand how powerful your words are, and we got to understand that. And once you really understand how powerful your words are, we'll come to the place to where we're going to begin to speak life in the midst of our situation. We'll come to the place to where I don't need a prophet to come and prophesy to me about the different things that I need in my life. I could go and begin to prophesy to myself. I could begin to speak to myself. I don't need somebody to come speak to my bank account. I'm going to speak to my bank account myself. See, the thing about it is we want to get something done quickly, and we don't want to line up with the word of God. You got to understand, you have to work. It doesn't matter what kind of principles or what things comes into your life. You could pray all day, but baby, once you get off that flow by praying and we cry, and the floor is wet and we don't slobber and everything else, you got to get up and work. The next step is working. You don't release it. Now it's time to walk in faith. The Bible said works without faith is dead. We got to go to work. We got to go into the faith, and that's the thing that we have to bring in alignment. So tonight, I declare, I decree in the name of Jesus that God, once we get the revelation in our prayer time, once we begin to pray and we begin to abstract, my God, the word in the name of Jesus, that you would give us the working spirit to get up off the ground, begin to work the vision, begin to work the prosperity, begin to work our faith, begin to work the divine alignment that you have placed inside of us. We will begin to work. I rebuke the lazy and the slumber spirit in the name of Jesus over your life, over your family life. I sever that generation laziness curse, that idleness, procrastination in the name of Jesus. Soul times in the name of Jesus, that you will be an individual that is walking. You work. I impart great name, the body of Christ in you, that you're going to get off the floor and waiting on something to move through the air. You're going to go to work your vision, work your dreams, work whatever God put inside of you, because that is the secret for you to get your finances turned around, working and plotting and throwing in line sheets. Let's look at this. Daniel the 10th chapter, the 12th verse, it says, "Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou doest set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, the words were heard, and I am coming for thy words." I am coming for thy words. So Daniel was in a place of fasting. He's in a place of fasting. He's in a place of different things. He released some words. He released some words that was in alignment with God. He was in alignment with God. Even though everything else was around him, was trying to get him to come out of the alignment, Daniel stayed in alignment with God. And in the midst of the alignment with God, he released words in a form of prayer, in a form of thought. And then watch this. And it came down and says, "I come because your words was heard." Your words was heard. The moment, listen, saints of God, you don't have to wait till the apostle of prayer, a different thing. You have power inside of you. But the thing about it is, you got to line up with the word of the will of God. That way your words will be heard. And when your words is heard, God is sending an angel. God is sending something down to check on your words, to go ahead and bring the answer to you. I declare and decree tonight that everybody that is listening, you begin to open up your mouth right now. You begin to speak into your home right now. Call things down right now in the name of Jesus, because there is power in your words. First of all, let's get into the place and give thanks unto God. Once we give thanks unto God, my God Almighty, release the words in the name of Jesus, because your words has power. I want to deal with this one here, then I'm going to move on into prayer, and I'm going to call it a good night. Amen. I want to list this one here in the First James. I want to deal with James. James, the first chapter, 19 through the 21st verse. Watch this. I want to show you this. First James, the first chapter, 19 through the 21st. It says, "Know this, my beloved brethren. Let every person be quick to hear." Catch that one. See, giving you instructions how to get ready to engage into the spirit and how to engage into, watch this. It says, "Know this, my beloved brethren, let every person be quick to hear." You hear, watch this, slow to speak, slow to anger. I hear what's going on. My discernment causing me to be slow to move what I hear. Other words, get your facts together before you begin to move. Get your facts together. Many of us, we begin to move, and this is one of the successful areas of the enemy. We begin to move all the things that we hear, not what we experience. We begin to move on different things or different things that came to us. I have not heard it from the main source, but I heard it from a third party. And we begin to get in conflict. See, the thing about with mess, only way a thing could be messy because somebody got to continue the mess. Let me say that again. The only way for something to be messy in the body of Christ, in your life, in your career or whatever, somebody got to continue to carry the mess. What you do with mess or trash in your house, you begin to sweep it or pick it up. If you never sweep it and pick it up, and you add into it, in other words, you see a bottle on the ground, you see a paper on the ground, trash on the ground, and what you do, you begin to add to it. So you come home, you're drinking, you're throwing bottles on the ground, you're putting paper on the ground. If you never clean it up, all you're doing is adding to the mess. And when you add into the mess, you ain't taking care of the mess. My God, the mess is building and building, building up. I decree and declare tonight, we will not be mess carriers, but we will be individuals that God could trust to clean it up. told you we'd clean it up. Amen. Let me finish this scripture right quick because I'm finna get ready to go into prayer. I feel the anointing moving very strong on me right now. Amen. Let's go ahead and clear this up. I don't lost my place. Amen. James, the first 19 and 21st. He said, know this, my beloved brethren, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. You out of the righteous. You out of the righteous. For the anger of man does not produce, does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away altness. Y'all, put away all faultiness, wickedness, and receive the meekness, the implanted word, which is about to save your soul. In other words, humble down, chill out, be calm. Because once we engage into self, and especially dealing with self, anger, all this kind of stuff here, you out the righteousness of God. You out the righteousness of God. You out the will of God. I pray in the name of Jesus that God bring us out of error and put us in the marvelous light. That I want to be into the perfect will of God. I declare and decree tonight that you're going to begin to go into the perfect will of God. You're going to go and watch your motives. You're going to go and not to allow things to move you so quickly. You're going to bind that anger. You're going to bind these different things because we got to come into a place of true submission and humbleness because error and correction come. We got to bind that error because I want to be in God's righteousness. And when we out of God's righteousness, the enemy have a right to come and touch us. I declare and decree tonight, you're going to begin to accept deliverance. You're going to accept deliverance because you understand the revelation of deliverance. It's not because I got a demon or I got a spirit or I'm burning down. God is trying to release something out of me to get ready to take me to the next level. God is trying to deliver something out of me to take me to the next level in my life, regardless if it's economics, regardless if it's social, regardless if it's politics, regardless of whatever it is, I'm going to the next level because I understand and receive and embrace deliverance. I declare and I decree tonight that you're going to begin to walk into the things of God. You're going to begin to walk in the mindset of God. You're going to begin to walk into the will of God. When oppositions come into your life, you give thanks. When you be lied on, you give thanks. When you've been persecuted, you give thanks. When things that comes into your life that trying to shake you, you will not go back to the old man, but you're going to give thanks unto the Lord because God said, I will fight your battles. I am your God. I am the head. I am the head, my God, of your life. I declare, I decree tonight that our life is going to change from not from a place of control of the religious system, but into the place of the kingdom. Father, I declare, I decree tonight that you will bring us into a place of truth as we begin to submit and come in harmonies. Come teach us how to embrace the apostles, how to embrace the prophets, how to embrace the leadership that you have on us, because we don't want to walk in the error or anger of ourselves and disrespect the different office. Then when it's time for us to be elevated, the office don't reject us because we don't resort it, the office. I declare, I decree tonight that whatever that held us bound, we will be set free by the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that you don't shift our prayer life, you don't shift our worship, you bring into truth and understanding of our fasting and our consecration, for we can begin to engage into you, for we can have a successful life here on this earth and have a beautiful time as we sow and elevating, going to rooms and rooms, dimensions, levels of levels in the spirit. God, we thank you for the paradigm shift that has taken place and you setting us up in our life for we can begin to shift from one place to another. God, I thank you. Saints of God, let's understand these factors. And let's begin to hit the reset button and get back into the Word of God without the interpretation, without the doctrine that been infused into us, that we can begin to explore the Word of God, for we will be able to dissect the nutrients and the vitamins that is coming from the Word. A lot of us are being malnutrition. We having malnutrition issues because the nutrients has been taken out. The calcium, the potassium has been taken out. The iron has been taken out. And now we're having deficiencies in our spiritual walk and also in our spirit that is causing some defect areas and it causing the enemy to play with them. I pray that we're going to get away from the religion mindset and we begin to open our eyes into the things of God and we begin to see the Word for what it is. Not see the Word because I can interpret a word better than a writer don't put on a paper. I pray you're going to begin to embrace leadership and begin to submit and come in humbleness because the enemy wants you to sabotage the point where you're trying to go. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for each and every one of you that tuned in tonight. You made it for the next couple of days of prayer. Thank God for you all are making it. God bless you all. Let's keep walking in victory. Amen and amen. Amen.